It's the Cure to Catastrophe, where Mount Roar has learned to not turn on my microphone so that I can't so efficiently.
It can make efficient use of time.
We're here to enjoy ourselves.
It is our hobby, for Christ's sake.
Oh, Jesus. That is what this entire episode is about. You decided to rip a theme from the Bob Dylan's radio show, Happy Radio Hour. What is it called?
Bob Dylan's Radio Hour.
Dylan's Happy Radio Hour. That is really how I, like, when in order to create all the AI files, I was trying to imitate his cadence.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah. And you said that it kind of came out like Trump.
Yeah, the first one, when I didn't know what you were doing, I thought it was Trump.
Well, I'm really sorry about that.
Whatever.
Anyway, in that section, we heard something that is totally related to the Bible. That was Prince and the Revolution. I would die for you as Jesus did for us. He died for our sins.
Wait, show me where it says that in the text.
We heard something from Nas. We heard My Bible. Before that, something you really enjoyed, Ren, called Dear God.
Well, he's talking about his mental health struggles.
He does, but he does it so, like, he does it.
He's not a little whiny about
so
it.
Poetically, with such force. We heard another excerpt from What is the Origin of the Bible? That was Alan Watts. We heard Bible, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. That was Killer Priest from the Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang.
And we also heard opening up the set, like in the background, just sort of with the station identification. We heard right ear. In the right ear, you heard the Bible being read to you in Chinese. And in your left ear, you heard Mozart at 2x speed. And this,
why?
Maldor, this is because as a testament to the dark, dark alleyways that the Bible as a topic took me down in terms of finding music for the show. Maldoror, we went places.
I wish we had treats for this dog that is trying to come into the studio. We do not. Sorry.
I found an immense amount of songs that I could not play, but I listened to them. I previewed them.
Such as?
Jesus Saves by Slayer.
I didn't know Slayer had a song called Jesus Saves. They've got one called Disciple, that the refrain of which, I played it on the show many times, is God Hates Us All. It's a great song. I love that song. My favorite Slayer song, actually.
Anything by Jimmy Swaggart. But the one that I listened to was called Jesus, Just the Mention of Your Name. And I thought, I don't want anyone to hurt themselves this Sunday. I mean, oh my God, what a fuck. And then also, okay, how about this one? This was so good. This is Powerwolf. Powerwolf. Mm-hmm. Okay. Off Bible of the Beast. That's the album name. And it was a Raise Your Fist Evangelist.
So what you're talking about is stuff that you would have played but didn't?
Because I'm telling you what I went through in order to provide, because you were like,
Shay always missed the idea of the, she doesn't understand,
Yeah, no, I clearly understood, and I'm swerving.
Two words, one of them was
swerving away from it.
Bible.
I'm swerving away. These are very related songs. My Bible, My Nas, Dear God, by Red. These were great songs.
Yeah, actually, that set was actually
so
totally adequate.
I feel totally adequate.
Deeply adequate.
God, the way you validate me, how could I not feel whole? But I did have a good time putting these segments together. I did have a good time doing the AI Bob Dylan. I really did, Maldor. It's so fun. I hope you guys enjoy it. It's ridiculous, but it's AI for good.
It's AI for creative use. Although someone was just telling us he used AI to write lyrics for his punk band.
Yeah, ChatGPT.
Yeah, which
was hugely disappointing.
Yeah.
I liked him so much. It was like, wow, I've known you for like 4 years, and now I fucking don't. I don't know you at all.
Yeah, like, he's like, I just had him write some placeholder lyrics in the right cadence, and I was like, oh, these are fine. And I'm like, fuck.
Oh, man.
That really literally is AI replacing human creativity. But
well, and Maldor knows this because if you guys remember, we did an episode about AI where he tried to generate new theme songs for the Cure to Catastrophe.
The punk ones were pretty good.
The punk ones were...
There's one we would still use if it didn't just cut off randomly.
I would still call them like a near miss. I would call them, you know that.
Most of the show is pretty close to a near miss.
Well, if you guys want to find that, Maldor has made it super easy to go back and find our podcasts and figure out what they're all about. Just go to radiovalencia.fm, hit podcasts, find the Cure to Catastrophe, and find these random topics.
The one AI about our robot overlords.
Yep,
There's something happening next door at the makeout room. We think it's a
showcase.
A rock school type, or what do you call it? What was that movie with Jack Black?
School of Rock.
School of Rock. School of Rock type kids showcase thing.
Oh, no, it's not kids.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Well, why does the it says it's free for children and $10 for adults?
Because it's associated with a school.
Yes, the School of Rock.
Okay. Well, right, anyway, whatever. I digress. Anyway, there's an event. If you want to go hear some fucking karaoke shit, just head next door to the Makeout Room. Here in the Arts Corridor.
Oh, we forgot to figure out who that non-Journey song was that they were covering in soundcheck.
Love Isn't Always on Time.
Love Isn't Always
on Time. Yeah, let's do it. Hold the line.
Is that 38? That's not 38 Special. Saga?
Warner.
Saga?
No. Dude, you're the best EP. Also, can we hear that song?
No. Fuck
please,
no.
Please, no, come on. Maldor, no. Come on.
All right, this is Radio Valencia.
It's so good.
This is Burning Sensations.
The Cure to Catastrophe. Always on brand.
The fable of Cain and Abel. Once there was a scandal that shook the town. Cain became mighty jealous of brother Abel. So he rose up and smote Abel down. Now the Lord sure was hopping mad, and yet he was plenty sad to think that he had a man like Cain. The Lord spoke and showed his wrath, and Cain walked the path that led to a life full of pain. You can't run from the shadow of retribution. If you're bad, then you've got to pay for your wrong. Let yourself take a lesson from Cain and Abel. Don't lament, be content. Don't resent what the Lord has sent, and you'll find that you're bound to get along.
And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Does today's hectic pace keep you from reading the Bible often enough? Now you can use your time better by listening to the Bible on tape.
If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you.
Now you can have the entire King James Version of the New Testament on 12 cassette tapes, ready to give you spiritual guidance and comfort anytime, anywhere. Whether working, traveling, or simply relaxing, this moving and powerful narration by Alexander Scorby will make the Bible come dramatically alive for you. Excellent for family devotions, shut-ins, and those with poor eyesight. And what a perfect gift for any occasion. Order a set for yourself and one for a friend. This just might be the greatest gift you'll ever give.
The entire New Testament, only $29.95 plus $2 shipping. Order now. Send check or money order to Bible Tapes, Box 70, Tampa, Florida. Visa or MasterCard orders, call 1-800-453-4000.
There are heroes in the Bible that many think are great. There's Samson, David, and Noah, and there's others touched by fate. But there's one man in the Bible whose story makes me sigh. He's Onan, and he's my hero. And let me tell you why. Well, God, he said to Onan, you need to have a son. There are many Jews I talk to, but you're my favorite one. So Onan picked his wife up on the bed, he laid her down. But instead of giving her his seed, he spilt it on the ground.
Onan, my God, that man was great. Onan, he loved to masturbate. His name was Onan, that man, he was a jewel.
Said to Onan, you need to build an ark. There is too much sinning in this world, it needs a brand new start. But Onan stopped his building when it began to rain. He said, screw this whole boat building, I'll go home and pull my chain.
Onan, my God, that man was great. Onan, he loved to masturbate. His name was Onan, that man, he was a jewel.
Said to Onan,
choose. But when Onan met the Pharaoh, he ignored what Yahweh said and pulled out the wrong staff and chose to free his seed instead.
Onan, my God, that man was great.
To Onan, I'll give you one more try. There's a big man named Goliath, and I think he needs to die. When Onan saw Goliath, these are the words he spoke. I think I'll beat a neat retreat, and my chicken I will choke. Oh yeah!
Onan, my God, that man was great. Onan, he loved to masturbate. His name was Onan. That man, he was a jewel. Onan in a rut, watch him whilst he busts a nut. Onan, my God, that man was great. Onan, he loved to masturbate. His name was Onan. That man, he was a jewel. Onan, he tended to his tool. One stroke up, one stroke down, come like Onan on the ground. Onan, my God, that man was great.
That song was a jewel.
Well, I was trying to do some crossover between last week's theme and this week's theme.
You mean every week's theme, which involves a wailing song? Or a shanty?
That was the Ballad of Onan.
I wish you could see Maldoror smile. Maybe you can hear it the way he's talking about
this. I don't know. I don't actually know who that was by. Before they heard Cain and Abel by Louis Armstrong, and The Belly of the Whale by Burning Sensations. Burning Sensations are curious to me because I only know them from the Repo Man. They existed but briefly in the L.A. scene, and they recorded the cover of Pablo Picasso Was Never Called an Asshole, which is on the Repo Man soundtrack.
Cool title.
The Jonathan Richman song. I can play that later if you want.
That's the one you can play. We'll take it. That's all right. We'll take it.
Anyway, I didn't realize they had another song. It was a hit on KROQ, and it was, yeah, Belly of the Whale, about Jonah and the Belly of the Whale. Because we're doing Bible songs for some reason.
And always wailing songs.
It was Shay's idea.
No, it wasn't. It was Bob Dylan's idea. Right? Everything is stolen from Bob Dylan or Shakespeare. Or the Bible.
Yeah, Bob Dylan stole it all from the Bible.
All the stories are all the stories.
And then Nick Cave stole everything from Bob Dylan. And the Bible.
Nobody steals. Art doesn't steal. Is it art just...
Great art steals. What's that? I was thinking about that expression.
Stands on the shoulders of those that came before them.
Of giants. No. I mean, you know, what is it? Mediocre art copies, genius steals? Something like that?
I think that's missing the essence of art, though, which is to say that, like, the aesthetic ideas become so few at that top level. That, of course, that's what, like,
no,
that
because
people share ideas.
Because without sampling, where would music be?
Yes,
and that
agree.
Is all completely theft.
So it's not theft.
No, it's completely theft.
It's iteration.
But that you have to allow that to happen for art to advance.
The question is to what degree, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess, the degree we apparently are drawing the line, where we hold the line is with AI stealing other people's art to make art good. Because the few times I've used iterative AI art, I'm like, make me something in the style of Howard Chaykin, or, you know, do something like Frank Miller. You know, like I cite artists I know, and then they knock something off that's like, you know, girl in a cyberpunk alley in the style of Frank Miller. I'm like, whoa, that's fucking cool, but it would piss me off if I were Frank Miller. I mean, he's a fascist, but fuck him. But anyway.
So we're talking about AI and the Bible in the same episode here on The Cure to Catastrophe.
It's a wide-ranging show with
in
many
fact
interests.
It is. In fact, it is. But you blame me for not getting the memo, or how is it that you...
don't understand the assignment.
That I don't understand. No, I just think a little more laterally about it, because I don't want to end up with an entire show of tinny Nick Cave songs. Someone's got to do the work around here, Maldor.
That was a very tinny recording. I don't. I wish.
Okay. It's too bad because he's so great. Actually, that's why I'm bummed about it.
Yeah, me too. Maybe I'll just replace that in the recording.
We'll do that,
people of the future. I will not replace that in the recording because that's that's effort.
That's work. It's post prep.
If I was going to expend effort on the show, I would do it aforehand.
I love that you're like, I would.
But I won't.
It's still conditional, you know. It's not like I will. It's just, I might, you know, I would.
I could.
So I had anticipated previously that you were going to do a week that was, because of how the show went, which was so fun last week. It was so fun.
It was
a great show.
Okay.
I thought the music was great.
The music was great. Everything I brought was straight up. I was going to say it was tits.
You can say that. You can say that.
Last week's theme was exploitation, sexploitation, blaxploitation, and kung fu movie trailers from the 70s and the music associated therein.
So great.
Shay took that as porn music.
Well, there
which was
wrong. What was the name of the album that you
sex,
brought?
Sex, Sleaze, and Soul.
So how did I misunderstand? No, yeah,
you
that's Shay misunderstanding.
You missed the soul part.
Really. No, did not. Okay, mine was mostly funk, so maybe. But go ahead.
Anyway, I've got a lot more. I could do that whole show again.
Anyway, the point was, I expected Maldoror to completely skewer
so
me
much more,
in a
like,
week that was, and so I just decided to choose a week that was from Mother's Day this last year to bolster my standing on the show, just to like
make sure you don't get fired,
reprove my place. Yeah, just to remind you, you know, that I'm. I'm the one that's fanning the soul of this dumpster fire.
They're playing that. Speaking of dumpster, I'm not playing this fucking song.
We can do it better.
Oh, God.
You should play it. It's Toto.
Yeah, hell to the no.
Dude, you would like it. It's Toto. Remarkable.
Right, that's what's
happening next door. Yeah.
Through the wall.
As a perilous liquid that infects your ears. Hopefully we can overcast that here on RadioValencia.fm. You don't... Okay. Well, there he goes. There he goes.
And we're back live on Radio Das Valencia. I hope Shay's listening, since I just said both and cleared my throat before I began speaking, which she loves. Really missing my co-host right now because she keeps me professional. I don't think I'm going to do a Motorhead Mother's Day. I haven't queued up all of the Motorhead Mother's Day yet, but that's coming. Just stand by. Oh, hey. I just see some people I know. Hang on. All right. I want to play some music. Hang on. She's much more of a radio professional than I am. What was I doing before this?
Hello, Jesus, Jesus, children, Jesus loves you, Jesus, children. Hello, children, Jesus loves you, of America. Are you hearing what he's saying? Are you feeling what you're praying? Are you healing, praying, feeling what you say inside? You better tell your story there.
Revelation speaks of inner preservation. Transcendental meditation gives you peace of mind.
So what is...
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, where we have included for you that incredible mix of sounds. Insulting at times and then enlightening at times. Maldoror saved the back end of the set.
Yeah, we went a little ravey and trancy for some reason. Not entirely sure why.
We were ending... Well, the song that we ended with, or, you know... Again, biblically related, was Resurrection. That was a Space Club mix by PPK, but you mixed in something at the end.
Yeah, it was Orbital with Halcyon and On, which goes into Heaven as a Place on Earth.
Delightful.
Which, unfortunately, they've never done a recording. They've never done an official recording of that, so I had to do a live version of it, which we did an unpreviewed live version.
The sound was rough, but it's you got
from,
the feeling.
Yeah, it's from it was from the Paradiso in Amsterdam. A club I've been to.
Oh, was it in Amsterdam? Okay, because those two songs together made me wonder whether heaven wasn't Ibiza. Like, I was like, where are we? Before that, we heard Land of Confusion by Genesis. We heard Jesus Children of America by Stevie Wonder. And then we heard A Week That Was, because I thought I was going to have to supply some sort of evidence, my worthiness here as your co-host.
What's this I'm usually saying? A Week That Was. Explain yourself. Mm-hmm.
You do say that quite a bit. It's been a while.
Yeah, this is true. So this has been the biblical episode of The Curated Catastrophe.
Everything is stolen from Bob Dylan or Shakespeare or the Bible episode. Now, with longer segments, to praise the Lord.
God, I have so much more Bible bullshit to play. God,
well, we'll sneak something in here at the end, you know?
Well, I feel like we owe Bob a nod.
You want to do a little Bob Dylan? Hey, that was a great idea of yours, Maldoror, to steal the topic of the Bible. Super random. I had a good time with the fake Bob Dylan doing our intro. I hope you guys enjoyed that.
And, well, this is did a whole bunch of shit from the Book of Revelations again, I think. Revelations,
buddy.
All right.
It's what you can expect every Sunday here on The Cure to Catastrophe. Revelations. Only on RadioValencia.fm.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict dancing on the stage. Money, drugs at your command. Women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor, or they may call you chief. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
It may be a state trooper. It may be a young Turk. Maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor. You may be blind or lame. Maybe living in another country under another name. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Maybe a construction worker working on a home. Might be living in a mansion. You might live in a dome. You may own guns. And you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord. You may even own banks. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve
somebody. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a preacher, preacher, spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. And maybe somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Might like to wear cotton, might like to wear silk. Might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk. Might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread. Maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve,
yes, indeed,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. You may call me Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy. You may call me RJ, you may call me Ray. You may call me anything, no matter what you say. You're still gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting from wherever the fuck we can. It's a Sunday afternoon. The studio is full. Yeah. Everyone is getting ready for Cheap Hooch Radio.
Stay the hell tuned for Cheap Hooch. It's going to be awesome. We can tell because already they have a full complement of hooches.
So many hooches?
Hoochies?
Think that's...
What is the plural of hooch?
Hoochies.
Hoochies.
Yeah, it's hoochies.
Confirmed.
All right. There's a bunch of hoochies here, including D-Money. Welcome back to the station, D-Money. I can't even tell you what we played in that set, and neither can the website, because it's just giving me the error. The last song in the set was You Gotta Serve Somebody by Bob Dylan, which we'd like to thank Bob for letting us rip off one of his themes again.
They used it in the Sopranos soundtrack. Did you ever watch? Yeah, they did.
Yeah, actually, we edited a commercial for the Sopranos for the HBO DVD box set.
When you used to work. I owned that box set.
I'm old enough that I advertised DVD box set.
That's terrific. Call 1-800-MALDOROR for your outdated media.
And also, listen to this episode to find out how you can order your Bible tapes.
Also, go back and listen to this podcast so you can catch the first 32 minutes. Don't forget.
When I forgot to push the red button.
Yeah, that's a thing here. You know, and also, why would the internet work at the internet radio station? Hey, guys, this is RadioValencia.fm. Thanks so much for being with me and Maldor this Sunday and every Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. for The Cure to Catastrophe. This has been the episode about the Bible, Maldor.
Let's just let the voice of God get us out of here.
Let's do.
I'm from the Big Apple. Let's welcome a sensational rap crew as they join us to do their latest single on the Capitol label. The song is entitled Shadrach, and they are the Beastie Boys.